from Lenin and Black Gemara. We're up to the new Perek Seichas Umnin. Daf Ayin Hey Amud Bey is the very bottom of the page. HaSeichas Umnin, if you hire an employee in Tesis, says Umnin can mean either a contractor or a day employee. The Hitu Zeze, and they outsmarted each other. We'll soon see what occurred. Ein Lehem Zeze El Terumis. The only thing you have is complaints against each other, nothing more. So chadesa chamor, if you hired someone to ride a donkey, vesa kador, and somebody who goes ahead and who makes rides wagons, so he transports things, and you need urgently lahavi to bring to you priperi, you need the material to bring like a chuppah for a wedding, or chalili, or you need the flutes to bring to you the flutes lekala for a kala, or le mesa for a levaya. You need workers to remove all the flax from the water after a while it starts decomposing, or anything else which is pressing, and if you don't take care of it right away, it'll be a waste. And they change their mind. The employees decided to go on strike, or they just decided, I had enough, and they walk off their jobs. If it's not available, if it's easy for the balabas, or if it's possible for the balabas to find another employee to finish the work, then there's no, that's it. But you can't find anyone else. You have two choices. Either Seichet Aleyah, and he goes ahead and he hires people on a higher price, and he charges the employees from the morning, he deducts from their pay, or he can trick them, promise them he'll pay them more, and then at the end doesn't have to pay a cent more. If somebody hires workers, and he changes mind, whoever changes his mind, his hand is on the bottoms of the employees, walk out, they are in the worst end. They'll get the worst part of the bargain. But if the balabas fires them in the middle of the job, then yodoy ala tachtein, and he's the one who's in the worst position. If I gave you instructions to do some work and you decided to alter my instructions and you produce something different than what I wanted, yodoy ala tachtein. But in the end of the day, it's worth something. So if we said if there's profit and if there's an expense, investment, whichever is the lesser amount is what I have to reimburse you with. I'm not sure how Kol HaMishana gets into this Mishnah. But the Chol HaChayzibay, even though it's the laws of employment, but we're talking now about, Chol HaChayzibay, about working, you have a commitment, and you walk out. Chol HaChayzibay, Yod Al Tachtein. Whoever changes mind is Yod Al Tachtein. He's always on the worst end of the deal. So the Gemara, now the Gemara says, Chazru Zebazeh like Tani. It doesn't say Chazru Zebazeh, it says rather, Elihitu zeze, like they sort of tricked each other. What do you mean? The atu poilim hahadodi. It sounds like chazu would have sounded like chazu sounded like that. One or the other. The bal is an employer. You're an employee. An employer hired an employee. And if it said chazu zebeze, would have sounded like either an employer did something wrong to the employee or the employee did something wrong to the employer. By saying hitu, they tricked. It sounds like the employees amongst themselves did some kind of a deception here. So what's going on? It sounds like that the employees somehow tricked each other. How does that work? Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? So must be talking about you have an overseer, you have like an employer, you have three people in the hierarchy. You have the employer, the balabas, so you have an overseer, somebody who his job is, a manager, who his job is to find employees and to whatever, and then you have the employees. So this manager, who at the end of the day is also an employee, it tricked the employees in the lower level of that food chain. So, hey, Chidami, what's the case? The Balabai said to him, Zil Oigeli Pilot. So, Reuven, the ultimate Balabas, says to Shimon, his manager, go out there and hire employees. Okay. But Ozel Iyub at Inu. And he, as an employee, went and he tricked the next level of employees, Levi. What happened? Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Idamale Balabai's Barba. The Balabas said, I want you to find employees. I'm prepared to pay 4 zuzim an hour or a day. For the day. And he went, and he offered workers 3. He thought he'll help the balabas out and he'll get it cheap.
Or he'll pocket the extra zuz.
That's a ganav already. That's a ganav. He has no right to do that. So now, and then the employee finds out that he's only getting paid 3 zuzim a day, and he found out that the balabas was prepared to give 4. So what does he have? Can he have a claim? Against what? You agree to work for free. There's no complaint, no claim. But you can have tainus. Why is such a shmendrik? The Balbos is prepared to get four. Why did you cut it down to three? But the cheder manager. But the truth of the matter, he has no complaints either. The manager's here doing serving the best interest of the Balabas, and he got his workers. If I care, the manager will get a bonus maybe. So Teru is my visit. They can't even have tainus. He didn't. But you accepted three. So what tainus do you have? What do you want? You accepted three. You didn't even negotiate. If you were negotiating with me and had tainus, whatever it is, and I pushed you, I said to you, the Balabas, we can't afford anymore. Whatever. It was one thing. You had tainus. You never asked for more. I said three. But you have no tainus anyway. Tainus for what? You accepted it. You accepted the lower wage.
You didn't say to the managers, how much is the boss offering?
What do you give me for there's a wage out there, is four, give me four, and then we have a whole argument, and I say we can't afford it. And then you find out that you could afford it, and you could have given me four. I can have tainus. But there's no discussion. There's no negotiations here. So over the kibble, you heard about it, you accepted it, so what do you want? There's no tainus either. So what's the case here? The Mishnah says that you cannot claim money, but you have tainus. Forget. If Balabas would have said, let's give him three zuzim a day. And he turned around and he said to them, four. You want to say what? The Balabas offered only three. The Balabas only offered three, so they can't get paid more than three. But they'll have tainus to this manager for telling them four. They have a lot more than tainus, as we'll see in a minute. Hey, Chlami, what's the case here? What exactly were the words of the manager when he hired these employees? If he told them, I'll pay you. That was the manager, does the HR and everything else, and I'm going to pay you, and he promised four. Tainus, you owe me four. I don't care what my boss told you. You hired me on basis of four, you owe me four. It's not a question. It's not just tainus. I'll take it in tighter and I'll win. Then, too bad. Where did you get money? Yeah, it's your problem. You hired for. You working out with Balabas. Exactly. The time you learned, where do you find that a manager who, these employees, and they're not really working for the manager, how do you know that he has to reimburse them from his own pocket? Because we learned another braisa. Hasoichel is a poil. If you hire an employee, lasses b'shaloi, to work in my field, then in the end, we had when I pointed you the field, I pointed actually my neighbor's field. And I promise them I'll pay them, let's say $4 a day. He has to pay them the full amount. Either didn't work in his field or another field, so what? But you hired them. It's not the cheshbon of the employees to know. You told them to work in that field. You directed them. You got to pay them. Now, the din is, if somebody goes in somebody else's field without permission, I can still collect some money from you. The shvach or the yitzia, the expense or the profit, whichever is less. So this employer, manager.
What can he claim from his neighbor?
He can claim what they were mahana. So if the wages were more than that, that's his loss. He has to dig from his own pocket. So we see from it clearly that the manager, as far as employees concerned, their relationship is with the manager. Not with the balabas, because the manager hired them. That's what I'm going to bring it out here, that even though the manager is not really a person on his own, but nevertheless, if he presents himself as if he has the power to pay, then he has to pay. The choiz of a neutral balabas, what mashahenu, only what they benefited. So what's going on over here? When is it manushach? If he promised them more money, then he has to give it to them. It's not just tainus. And the balabas gave them less, and he gave them more than the balabas. He promised them more than balabas. He has to pay them. And if the balabas promised more, and he gave less, they have no tainus either, because you accepted $3. So what's going on here? What do you mean you're talking about tainus? Because you know what we're talking about here? The Amalu, he told them, Zchalchema Balabayas. He didn't say that I'm going to give you $4. He said the Balabas is going to pay you $4. That's what happened. But really what happened was the Balabas already said three. And he said the Balabas is going to pay you four. He never represented that I'm going to pay you four. He said the Balabas will pay you four. So you can't go to him to collect from him, because he never said I'm giving you anything. I'm only a worker. The Balabas. They can't go to Balabas and say you promised four. He never promised four. So all they have is tainus. They have recriminations. But against who? The manager.
But the fact that they put work in.
Yeah, the Balabas is not responsible. But they have tainus. 1 second, there's another variable here. Why don't we see poilim in that city, in that region, generally workers? Heichim is gadi. Let us see what they normally get paid. And then we'll see what happens here. You know, we're talking about over here. It's talking about. What do you mean? Because if the normal pay is $4, we just learned a minute ago in the Braisa that if they work in somebody else's field, we never even hired them. But you have to, that Balabas has to pay the Masha Henna. if a normal employee gets $4 a day, then what hanor did the Baal HaBos have from these employees? The value of $4 a day. So who cares if the Baal HaBos said, what the Baal HaBos said of it, he has to give him $4. So what do you mean they only have terumas? If the manager said, you're going to get $4 a day from the Baal HaBos, and Baal HaBos never said four, he said three. Lepoil, the workers put an effort in. The Baal HaBos has to pay them commensurate to what the value is. And what is the value of an employee's working per day? For
generally, there's $4 an hour.
Exactly, $4 a day, let's say. So you got to pay it, regardless. So why only tying this?
So you look at the award wage for the...
Exactly. Loi, no, tzricha, you know, we're talking about here, the Ika de Mege, Baba, the Ika de Mizge Bitlasa. Now, those people get paid $4 a day, and those people are $3 a day. There's no rule here. The Amrulay, so these people said, look, we know that some people who pay less and some people pay more. There's no minimum wage, so we know that some people who pay less and some people pay more. So they say as follows. We needed $4 a day, whatever, we needed $4 to live. If you would have only offered us $3 a day, we would have gone find work elsewhere. We'll find a Baal HaBos and prepared to pay four. But you told us four, so therefore we decided, you know, we're happy to stay here. But the fact that the Baal HaBos, he said the Baal HaBos will pay. The Baal HaBos never promised. So all they have now is tininess. And you can't say, let's see what benefit, because our people who only pay $3 for this very same amount of work.
Why should they cop the loss because of the mistake that was made?
That's not a mistake. This is deception. This is not a mistake at all.
Theoretically, they missed out on a $4 job.
Yeah, but if three's running rate. Which if three is a rate of pay, you know, it's not an exact rate here, but
yeah. So the Gemara, so if you wouldn't have told the Baal HaBos, we would have found it work elsewhere for four. Or you boys, that's one pshat in the Mishnah. That's the case here where the manager said you're working for the Baal HaBos for four, which wasn't true. So all they have is tainus. No, we're talking about the Baal HaBos. These employees actually have their own fields. They are a Baal HaBos in their own right. And they could have worked in their own field. Instead, they're working for this guy here. Why are they working for this guy here? Because they were promised a lot of money. In other words, even if you can tell me the normal wage out there is $3 a day, but this guy is a Baal HaBos of his own fields, and he has expertise. So when he works, he'll only work if he gets paid higher than the minimum wage. So he wants it four because he thinks he deserves four. He has a Baal HaBos of his own field. So he accepted the work only... He would never have accepted to work for three. He has his own field. Why waste the time someone else? He might as well put the time in his own fields. But he works as if I can get paid more, then I'll take the job. So that's why he has tininess. So no, it's really everyone gets paid three. I expected four because I know my value, and you told me four. The poil, I'm only going to pay three. So what can I can't take the dintada because the Baal HaBos never said it. Too bad they know. You know my skills. You know, that's why you came to me, because you know my skill set. You wanted the best score. If not for the fact that Amr Lon Yudo told us, it wouldn't look right if people see me working over this Amaze in the belt when I have my own field. People think I'm going bankrupt or something, I'm desperate. Last Guri, I would never have accepted it. So that's tininess.
I would assume that this Baal HaBos is going to struggle in the future to find workers.
This manager, maybe. Baal HaBos doesn't do with it. He's at arm's length.
Word's going to go out there that in Shmerl's field, you don't get paid.
Don't trust this manager.
You don't get paid over there.
I would imagine this Baal HaBos would love this manager. He gets the best workers for cheap.
I save money.
A chevron man.
Like the
modern terminology, use skill set. Yeah. Oh, boys, another answer is Pshat Mishnah. Let's go back. We're talking about a case of employees. But what's the story here? The Amrit Lay, they say to him, Kivan the Amrit Lay. You know why they have tainus? Okay, everybody gets paid three. You told us the Baal HaBos will give us four. So what do you want? What do they want? You know, why would they even have tainus? The tainus are, they say, Kivan the Amrit Lon Baal HaBos, because you told us you're paying us above the... If anybody gets minimum wage, they make sure they work a minimum amount of time. Coffee breaks every hour, 15 minutes. They take... Oh, yeah, that. The bathroom breaks, and this breaks. Pregnant. So that's it. They work 15 minutes an hour.
Occupational health and safety makes
And that's a new thing now. If you have abuse at home, you're entitled to a few weeks off every month. and so on. So you say, Kiven Amrilam Barbo.
You can spend more time at home getting abused. I would think going to work in that case would be the best thing.
Yeah, get therapy. I guess they think, what's going to get abused by your employer? Get abused at home. Might as well stay home. Kiven Amrilam Barbo. Since you told us four, which is way higher, 25% higher than the minimum wage, Tachinan Vavdin Loch Avidin Shapirta, they're minor. That they work better when they get paid more than they get paid less. So therefore, we have a time that we put an effort of a force. What? So let's take a see. Did they put in work? Let's take a see the way they put in the work. Because we learned before that you pay Masha Nana. And if their Nana was worth more than $3 a day, was worth $4 a day, you should pay him $4 a day. Oh no, maybe they did a better job. They made sure it was clean after they finished the job.
Love on shepherds, you know.
You have some people clean up after themselves and people don't. People do a very good job, make sure they clean up after themselves, which is not part of the wage, but that's what, you know, they take pride in what they do. The Rivka, you know what they do? They have to dig a hole around the field, like a trench, around the field.
The Rivka is a pen for animals?
No, that's the vase. This is a trench around the, I don't know what you touch there. What you touch in English? Rivka? It's a trench,
it's around the field.
Trench around the field, which they're going to fill up with water.
What's the irrigation canal.
Yeah. A ditch, okay. It's not much more than a ditch. It's like all around. It's not just one hole. Yeah. So it's like a trench all around. Rivka Nami, even, so what if it's a trench? Made the yada. You could tell if it did a good job or not. The molimaya, as soon as they filled the trench, they filled up with water. You can't tell, but you know, if they made it smooth, or you know, and if it's leveled all the way across, and therefore, v'loya dear, there's no way of knowing what their work is. So all they have is tinyus, nothing more than tinyus. Says the Gemara, Yiboyisim Nachatel. It's simple. La'olam the amale balabayis babo. What happened was, let's go back to the first case. The balabos told the manager hired them for four. The manager went out there and he hired them for three. So we asked before, why would they even have tainus? L'chayla sovivik kibul, you accepted, you didn't negotiate. But Ozaliyah, I'm a little bit closer to three. The comment, I asked the question, sovivik kibul, they accepted it. The Amrilay, they turned around to the manager with tainus. Less love, don't you believe in the pasuk which says, Al timna toiv mibalov, you should not deny the good that comes from the balabas. If the balabas is prepared to be generous, why do you have to be so frugal? Why did you have to step in there and be so stingy? So that's the tainus they have. But all they have is tainus, nothing more. They have to be recriminations. Okay, anyway, right? Okay, now the Gemara says, halt cup. Oh, yeah, well, exactly. Or they also said, be a mensch. And then we're saying the basis.
What's that in Mishlei? It says, Lech al hanomol ato otzel tira drocheho betilmed bemeno. Go learn from an ant how hard you're supposed to work.
That's right, carry more than their weight.
The ant doesn't stop, he works all day.
No, the idea is it's the only thing that can carry more than its own weight.
We'll go to the port and watch how the workers are working in the port.
Yeah, the dockers. The painters and dockers.
That's for certain. Now you have to help cop here.
I'm holding.
Okay, well, it's going to be a whole block now. Kehelis is sukkahs. Never.
There's no Mishle.
There's cool Kehelis, the Shirashirim. There's no Mishle. Mishle we leave out. First one's too long. We only do the short ones.
It's all. You know, they say that once a chassid went through a base of medrash and he picked up a sefer, Shirashirim, and he flips through and he says, wow, have a look at the sefer. What's the big deal? He said they took all the Dibra Maskels that no one understands from all the Mamorim and they put together in one sefer.
Exactly right. Yeah, we should learn more Tanakh. Vig Rebbe had a say in the yeshiva that Motsoi Shabbos, the Bachru should learn Tanakh. Because Bachram Yeshiva,
My son and my daughter have a name of Sukkos, they didn't have a Sukkos because they were out of town. So I went to say, look, I'm coming tomorrow morning. So he's in the team, he grew up in New York among Sutton. He said, look, I'm in Nachos. So he says to me, I'm in Nachos. Because we had a bunch of a convert from a fundamental Christian. He knew Mormons.
We have a rule that we
They make a machzor.
If they do it, he says, we don't look at them once in a lifetime without even doing it.
Very good. Says the Gemara, Pshita Kehalkop. Pshita, that's for certain. E Amale Balabayis, but Lasser, the Balabas said free. But Ozel Ihu Amale Babo. And this is what happened now. Okay, let's go name. So Reuven is the ultimate boss, Shimon is the manager, and Levi's the employee. So Reuven tells Shimon, the manager, go out there and hire somebody to me for $3 a day. And he goes along, and he hires somebody for $4 a day. But Amnile, the employee said the following words. And the question is, we're going to try to understand, what does the employee mean with these words? The employee says, I'm happy to work for you, Kimoisha Amma Balabais. He inserts another clause and he says, I will work for you the way the Balabas said.
So he wants his conditions.
No, but he doesn't know what the conditions are. So what does he mean with that statement? Is he saying, I believe you, that that's what the Balabas is saying? Is that what he's saying? So in other words, he accepts the four. And you got
to
give me the $4 a day. Or you're saying it. I don't trust the word you're saying. Whatever the Balabas says, that's what I want.
So you said three, you could have said three, you could have said five.
Sorry?
You could have said three, the Balabas could have said three, now with the worker doesn't know whether he said three.
Not at all.
The but in trying to preclude that situation.
So, what's the worker? Oh, so he wants a pshita that there's no question the worker is trying to improve the situation. Why would, if the Balabas says less, why would he say, I'd rather have what the Balabas says? I'd rather have what you say. What he's saying is, he suspects that Balabas maybe even offered more, because vice is a lot of managers, that's what their job was, to cut costs. So he usually trusts that Balabas either would give equal to what the manager says or more. So when he says the Balabas, there's no question that he wants whichever is more. So therefore, since the manager offered more than, in this case, the manager was in Islam, was an exception, he was more generous than the Balabas, he wants what the manager wants. That's all he meant. That Tayu Ayuloyi, when he said the Balabas, he meant only to improve his situation, no question about it. I'll tell you what our shayla is. Ali Balabai Babo, Reuven, the Balabas, said to Shimon, the manager, go hire workers for $4 a day. But Ozel Iyu Amatlasa comes along Shimon and he says to the employee, I'm paying you $3 a day. But Omri and the employee said, Bamet Kemosha Amma Balabayis. Okay, I'm happy to work for you exactly what the Balabas said. What did he mean now over here? Did he mean, I trust that this is what the Balabas said? I trust you, and therefore whatever you're offering me, I'm taking. If nobody's offering me $3 a day, I'm taking it. Or he meant to say, I don't trust you. And if the Balabas is giving more, I want what the Balabas is offering. If he's giving me four, I'm going to take four. What did he mean by that? My. Is he saying, Adi Buddha Dide Kasama, because he trusts the middleman here? I believe you, the Hochi and Balabai is exactly what the Balabas said. Or he's saying, I don't believe a word you're saying. I'm sure the Balabas offered more. I want what the Balabas is saying. What does he mean? Do you trust the Shliach or not? Toshma coming here, a case which has totally unrelated, yet we will see over here. Interesting case. Now remember, there's a thing called, a shliach lehoilacha and a shliach lekabbalah. The husband has the right to appoint a shliach to represent him, and the wife has a right to a shliach to represent her. And the nafkamina is the shliach lehoilacha, when the husband sends a shliach, when does the get become activated? Only when she receives it in her hand. Kozman, she didn't receive it. No, if the Balabas sends a shliach to the wife, then it's in the husband's reshus until it's delivered exactly to the woman. But if the woman sends a shliach, a kabbalah, the moment the get enters the hand of the shliach, she's already free. She's released from the marriage. Now, she has no right to appoint a shliach halacha for the husband. She has a right to appoint a shliach halacha herself. She can say to the shliach, I want you to be my halacha. I don't want you to be kabbalah. I want you to say the get, but I don't want it to be activated until I get it.
In other words, deliver it to you. You're just the delivery guy.
The husband, all he can do is a shliach halacha. He cannot make a kabbalah. He has no right to represent her. But the woman usually has a shliach kabbalah. And she's happy with the kabbalah. The sooner she's freed, agreeing on a divorce, the sooner that she's free, the sooner the better she is. Especially if an accident happens to the shliach, doesn't make it. If the second he got it in his hand, she's already a free woman. Doesn't matter if she ever receives the get of the shliach dies and never makes it. She's a free woman. So usually a woman will hire a shliach kabbalah. That's what she wants. Okay. So what happens was the woman says, "Okay, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Leah." Leah says to Shimon, "Havali giti, I want you to bring me a get, which means I want you to go out there and I want you to tell the husband to send a get with you. And I want you to be his shliach. Ask the husband that you can be his shliach. The husband wants to give me a get, doesn't know how to send it. So go there and offer to be his shliach lehilacha. Havali, I want you to be his shliach, not mine. If you're my shliach, the moment you get it, I'm free. I want you to be his shliach in case my husband wants to change his mind. He still has time because I really love my husband and I would like to get back together." Okay, so she just wants a shliach lehilacha. But then when the shliach came to the husband, how did he word it? The ishtecha amra, and your wife said, he's kabbalah giti. Your wife said that I should be a shliach kabbalah. Your wife said that I should represent her. The moment you get to my hand, I should be free, which isn't true. Who oimer, and what did the husband say? The husband said, hey lech kemasha amra. You know what? Be a shliach exactly the way she said. Now what happens over here? Now we don't know what the din is. What's the din? Is he trusting her? Is he trusting the shliach that he's a shliach kabbalah? Is that what happens here? Then gonish happened because nobody pointed to the shliach kabbalah. Husband has no right. Or is he saying, I don't believe what you're saying. I'm going to do whatever the wife wants. And what did she want? You'll be my shliach lalacha. And therefore, when she eventually receives the get, she'll be free. What happens here? Comes along Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avuhu. We don't know yet. Comes along Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Avuhu, in the name of Rav. Afilu higia get liyada eina megureshes. She's not Magurish, which means that what? If he's saying, I don't trust you, I'm going to follow her, then she should be divorced, at least when she receives the get. Is that Ayah that what? That when he says he trusts him implicitly. But what did he say? He said, I'm a Shulah Kabbalah. But the truth of the matter is, nobody made him a Shulah Kabbalah. So therefore he's garnished. Is that Ayah that we trust the Shulah implicitly? Shamat minei adibur didayka samir. We rely on the Shulah implicitly. So back to your previous Shulah. Yeah, to an employee. If the manager says, the Balabas said, three a day, and I said the way Balabas said, that means I trust you, that's three a day, and that's it. I'm not getting four a day. And I'll prove to you. Because these are not even taking my dibur docket, I'm even relying on her words. Michimati gita liyada miyati garish. Even relying on her words. And what did she say? I want to be shliach halacha. So the husband said, I'm relying on her words. He appointed him to be shliach halacha. When eventually he arrives and brings her the get, she should be free then. Is a raya that why that the husband trusts the shliach implicitly.
And therefore, because the shliach changed, therefore she's not.
Who made him a shliach? He trusts the shliach implicitly, which is the shliach kabbalah. So the husband trusts him. A husband has no right to appoint him as a shliach kabbalah. Mm-hmm. Only the wife. But the wife said, "You're not my shliach kabbalah." She said, "You're my shliach halacha." Gunshot. Omer Rav Asher says, "Hochi hashta. What are you comparing? Bishleima I itmar ifche. The case would have been pufaked. You would have had a raya." What do you mean? If the case would have been where she says, he's kabbali giti, that she said to him, I want you to be my shliach kabbalah. And when this man approached the husband, he said, your wife said, I should be a shliach halacha. Just the opposite. The ishtecha amra havali giti, I want to be a shliach halacha. And for who amen, he says, hey lech kemosha amra, and he says, do exactly what she says. Now, depending on the outcome of that halacha, would be whether we trust the shliach or not. Rav Nachman says, when the get arrives at her hand, she'll get it. No, but she's not a shliach kabbalah. She's a shliach halacha, which means he trusts 100% the shliach. The shliach says that your wife told me to be a shliach halacha, and the husband says, fine, I trust you. I trust whatever my wife says, and he's trusting the shliach, and he's making him a shliach halacha. So when he arrives to the wife and gives her the get, she's divorced, which proves that the husband believes the shliach implicitly. Alma that the Buddha, what was it? The wife said be a shliach kabbalah, and he says that the wife said to be a shliach halacha, and he says heilich, I trust you what you said. So therefore, what did he make? He made it depends on the outcome. The wife said, I want you to be shliach kabbalah. He says the wife said be shliach halacha, and he said I trust you 100%. Here's the get. And if the din would be that as soon as the shliach receives the get in his hand, she is divorced. That means what kind of shliach is he? He's a shliach le kabbalah, which means, but he said to the husband that your wife said to be a shliach le locha, but he said, whatever my wife says, is that we do not trust the shliach. He said, I don't trust you. Whatever the wife said to you, that's what's going to happen. So since the wife said she's a kabbalah, as soon as he receives it, she's divorced. So then I would know that we don't trust the shliach. Okay, if that would be the outcome. If if you would tell me the outcome would be, if you tell me the outcome would be only when she receives the get in her hand, he's a shliach halacha, which means that what? Alma, that means he trusts the shliach, whatever the shliach is telling him is true, and the shliach said that your wife said, I should be a shliach halacha, so he appoints him to be a shliach halacha, then we would know that then is he trusts the shliach implicitly. Not he does not trust him, he does trust him. Alma, that the burudeka samech. But in the case that we have here, which is Pufaked, where the wife said Kabbalah, and when the Shliach came over to the husband, he said Shliach, when the wife said Halacha, and when he came to the husband, he said Shliach Kabbalah, and he says whatever she says, you know why over there that there's no get? Mishum the Oka Shliach L'Shechus L'Gamri. Over there, there's no Shliach at all. Because the wife said to be Shliach Halacha. And when he came along as a shliach kabbalah, what's he saying? That you, the wife never appointed to be a shliach. She said, do me a favor, speak to my husband that you should be shliach halacha. No, I'm not appointing you a shliach at all. She never appointed him. When he comes to the husband and says, the wife says to be a shliach kabbalah, what's he saying? I don't want you to make me a shliach. So who's making him a shliach? Nishnaher. So there's no, whichever, whether he trusts or doesn't trust him, nobody made him a shliach here. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Because he said the shliach kabbalah, you are, and not leilocha. The husband never made him. So there's no shliach at all. Nothing to do with whether you trust him or not. There's no ray from there. Exactly. So therefore, there's no ray from there one way or another. Exactly. We finish the sugya and now we move on.
He turns up with a get.
Nothing happens. You have to be kosav v'nasan. Has to be the husband giving, and who's giving? Going back to our Mishnah, you want to know what Hita Zezay is. Iboisev Anocha Pshati is Haitana. You said in the beginning, it cannot mean that the Balabas cheated the workers because then the word would have been Chazru if he hired them. And then something, some kind of mishap, that we should have said Chazru and not Hitu. So therefore, you decided between the employees themselves, the manager and employees. No, Haitana, Chazru Nam Hitu Kodali. Why can't it be that this Tana uses the expression Hitu for Chazru as well? The Tanya, we can find other places where you that happens. Tanya, look, Nebraisa, Hasoichir, as Umnin, if somebody hires a worker, the Hitu as Balabais. You see here, they use the word hitu in the relationship between the balabas and the employee. So our Mishnah is like this braisa, that they use the word hitu even though you think it should have been more appropriate with chazru. Balabais hitu oisan ein lehem ze al ze terumis. All they have is tainis. Now the braisa is going to elaborate a little bit what's going on here. But medvar amuri, when is all this talking about? The braisa will fill in a lot of details that we didn't have before. But medvar amuri, when is all this talking about? They never went to inspect the place, these employees. They went to inspect the job to see, you know, the day before what exactly we have to do. And then they come along in the morning and say, oh, we changed our mind. So therefore, we have the dinim in our Mishnah. What happens if, let's say, the people who are supposed to freight the merchandise went to the warehouse to check it out, you know, see how heavy it is or whatever it is. And they saw that it was an empty warehouse. And there was empty... Or Tvua Empoyli no Matsu Sadik Shilacha, they were told they have to plow the field. And they went to inspect the field, and they saw it was muddy and full of blotters and puddles, and it's impossible to do anything there. Kishilacha, then Noisilhem's Chodah Mishlim. And the Balabas hired them for a job that they cannot do. He will soon see what's going on here. He must pay them a full wage. He must pay them a full wage. Aval Einu Doime, you cannot compare. Habotoun the Borekan. The fact that when you say a complete wage, how much you have to pay them? There's a big difference if somebody has to schlep a donkey full of packages, or somebody has to bring a donkey from point A to point B that has no packages on them. So he's going to pay them not as if they schlepped a donkey full of packages. He's going to pay them as if they took a donkey for no reason, just from point A to point B. In other words, he pays them like a much lower wage. A guy who plows a field or sits a whole day by the field and does nothing. And therefore, we say to a worker, how much deduction or reduction in your wages would you be prepared to accept if you don't have to schlep such a heavy load from point A to point B? If you just had to bring a donkey. So if you normally get paid $50 an hour for that, I'm happy to do it for $20 an hour, then that's what you get paid, $20 an hour. Ahmed Vamurim, when is all this said? Now we're going to, okay, so as Rashi explained, till now we're talking about a worker who's paid for hire for the day. Now we're talking about a contract job. I hire you for a job. You have a job, $100, to get my freight. I don't care how long it takes you or how quick you do it. When do we say that if you have charatim, all you have is tainis, they didn't begin their work. Aval his chil malach, they started doing the contract work. Then everything changes. Then shamin lehem masha. Also, let's say they worked part of the job, 30% of the job. Let's say 50% easier. They did 50% of the job, and then suddenly you change your mind. Then shamin lehem masha also. It's very important to work out. So how much of the job they did the 50%, and we got to compensate them for that. Keita, let's say for an example, karma kiblu karma litza mishnei sloyim. They accepted upon themselves to go ahead and to harvest the field for two sloyim. They cut down half and they left half. Right? So they did half a job. Or beged lerig. They were hired to do a job to what weave a beged, a dress or something, bishnei slime, and they was going to get paid the price of two slime. Orgu chetzio, vinicha chetzio, he weaved a half and he left him behind a half. Show me loin as masha also. So we assess how much of the work they did, and that's what they get paid. Now, it's not so simple. What happens? You can get paid for two slides. A sella is four dinarim. So you're going to get paid eight dinarim if you did the whole job. But they only did half a job. We're going to have a big machlekes and the other time. Our Mishnah learned clearly that if an employee changes the job and he causes harm to the Baal Bas, he's a yad al tachtayna. Right? He's the one who gets impacted. He's the one who has to suffer some kind of a loss. The Chachamim hold that no worker can be forced to do a job. We're not avodim. They can walk off the job any time of the day. It causes damage to Baal Bas. Too bad. Hard to understand, but that's what the Chachamim say. Like the unions here today. Is what happens if Yofesh Shisha Dinarin. What happens if to hire now somebody to finish the job? Only half a job left. But you can't find someone to come in the middle of the job just for another seller. They now want a seller and a half. Chachamim say, too bad. The first people who worked, you told them two shalim for the day. They did a half a job. You got to pay them for seller.
Yeah, now,
the Baal Bas suffers because the workers have a right to walk off the job, and too bad. That's a Chachamim's opinion. So Hayyofa Shishdinim, Noishin Lehen Sela, he has to give a Sela to the employee, the guy who worked half of the job, and then a Sela and a half to the other guy. Or these guys can finish the job, eat the Shnei Slime. The Gemara will ask later, obviously, if they finish the job, they don't get two Slime. I should get even more. Well, that the Gemara will talk about in tomorrow's Gemara. The Eim Sela, and if, let's say, it cost only a Sela to do the rest of the job, Noishin Lehen Sela, he gives them a Sela.
It's a finish.
Yeah, so again, that's a Pshit, the Gemara will ask later as well. That's the Chachamim. They hold that workers' rights. Abdeisa says, thank God Allah for Abdeisa. Abdeisa says, Shomin lehen masha osin lo osis. No, they did a seller, right? But it cost a seller and a half to hire somebody to finish the job. You take it off, deducted from their wage. They only get paid now half a seller. And that and the other half a seller, I have to give extra over above. It's your irresponsibility of walking off the job. They only get two dinim, and the other two dinim we take away from you and we're going to pay to the other person. Oh, if you don't like it, finish the job. You get your full wage, like I promise you. And v'im selah, if there's a selah remaining, noisin lehem selah, they get a selah. Again, the more or less treated. If there's only another to hire somebody to finish the job, which costs another selah, then I was a treated. But medra muri, when is all this bedavar she'ein avud? Something where there's no loss. Alba bedavar, nobody can go find other people. There's no urgency. Alba bedavar, always something. There's a sense of urgency. Soicher aleyin, there's a sense of urgency. Soicher aleyin, he has to hire somebody there. Oymaten, or he can trick him. If the bedavar avud, he needs to. Like we had the Mishnah, three cases. Yeah. Then he has to hire somebody. Yeah. In this case, it's Dabar Ovid, yeah. He's then, Soichel Alei, and I can hire somebody on your cheshbin, or mitten, or I can trick you and say, I'll pay you the extra wage, and then not pay them at all. Ketzad, mitten, what do you mean, trick them? Oymelen, sella, kitzatzi lechem. He said to him, look, I promise you another seller for the other half of the job. You know what, guys? Come in and finish the job, I'll give you two. And still, all I have to give them is one. I don't have to pay them anymore. You're saying that I can go ahead and hire other workers to pay them extra and charge you for it. Up to what point can I do that? Up to 40 or 50 times. I can take them then tighter. Even if it's costing me more to hire people than the wage I already gave them or I owe them, they have to pay it. When is this said? That I have to hire other, I can hire other people. There's no other people around. Avol yeshem poyel nuskar. If there are other people around, it's easy to find other workers. But I'm a tzevus chayim elu, and these workers who walk off the job say, "Look, guys, we're tired. We're too hard. There are plenty of workers out there. Go find it." Then the Baal Bas has no right to deduct from them. In that case, it was made, he only has tainus the workers. What tainus? Because he make, as the Gemara said later, the tircha to go ahead and find somebody else to finish the job. But that's it, because it's easy to find workers. Tony Tana Kamila Nussin. So we learned the Tana learn from the Nussin.
No,
sorry. Tony Kamila Rav. So sorry. I told him before, I was telling you, it started from the beginning of the Braise, when you hired somebody and then he walked off the job, that you have to pay him full wage right in the beginning. So he said to him, Habibi, my uncle, Abchia, Omar, Ilu Anna Havoi, if I would have been there, Lahavi Yehivna, like a bottle. Why in the world should he get paid a full wage? You get paid a bottle. The truth of the matter is, the Braise said that. When the Braise said before, Scharim Mishlim, then the Braise says Ketzad, and the Braise said that, you know, we say like a Yosha bottle, or we say like somebody, you know, a Chamar without any luggage on it. But he didn't hear that part of the Braise, so he only heard the first part, Mishlim. But at Omin Noyth Scharim Mishlim. Says the Gemara, what's the sort of comment? Well, Allah Tana doesn't the clearly say, Einu Dima Haboton Lahaborekin, Oysim Malacha Liyesha Bottle. Says the Gemara, Loi Saimu Kame. Says the Gemara, he didn't finish the job, and no, he didn't finish the Braise, he didn't tell him the whole Braise. Ikadamri, others say, Saimu Kame. He did hear the whole Braise, so what's his comment? The Hochi Kama, this is what he meant to say. Habibi, my uncle Abchia said, I have, I know, if I would have been there, Loi Ayule Klau. I wouldn't have given a penny. Now why? We have a concept called mazlayu gorim. It's your own mazl that caused it to happen. If something, if there's a flood or something that now you can't do, as we're seeing in the Gemara now, if I can say, too bad. It's not like something that, if I knew all along that it's lousy and everything, that's one thing. But it happened. Something happened, too bad. Your mazl, the employee's mazl.
Act of God, they call it.
Exactly. The at omri kipay botli shouldn't even get paid like an unemployed person. Elakasha, the price clearly says you do get paid. Hach, the price, like cash is not a problem. Hod the side of if they went to survey the land the night before, and they could have seen, if they would have opened their eyes, they would have seen that the land is not visited after Zion and that you really couldn't do a job. Then the workers would get nothing. It's too bad of them. They should have they should have assessed it properly. Hod the loy side if they did not survey the land, then the balabas has a duty of care to tell the employees, by the way, it's not so easy as you think it is. It's flooded and everything. He should have told them. He didn't, and the balabas loses them. Kihadam, Rava, how do you know Bechal is different? And how do you know the concept called Mazal Chogodim? Like Rava said, Hai manda agir agiri, somebody hired workers L'Rafka to go ahead and dig a trench. Va'osam mitre, and after he hired them, came along his downpour, Umal Yamaya, he filled up with water. And they can't do anything. So it depends. If they saw the land before and the land was capable of doing the job, and then suddenly there's a flood that night and they can no longer do it, then say to the pilim, we say that, look, the rain that came after you were hired, it's your mazel, fafalim, tough luck. It's hefset of the pilim. If they did not see the land, then Me'urta from the last night, then say to the Balabais is the one who loses out the Yod L'Kapoy Bakl, because maybe the land wasn't good last night either. So the Balabas is the one who loses out, and he has to pay them like an unemployed worker. Vama Rava says, Rava, this concept, Mazach Gordon says, Rava, Hai Manda Oiger Agure Ledavla, you hire somebody to fill up for you a well. Right, to irrigate the field. So I hire, you know, fill up the trenches with water so that we can irrigate the field. I'm going to pay you a day's wage, 2 days' wage to do it. But what happened was that night, va'osim, it came a rain, and they had nothing to do because the rain filled up the things. Say the poilim, they come to do work. It's their loss. It's mazal chogodim. Too bad. Nothing I can do about it. Osan Nahara, but if a river suddenly breached its banks and filled all of these trenches, then say to the Balabais. Why should it be any different? The Yovle has to pay them, but the Balabais not doing any work. You pay them like somebody sitting down and doing nothing. Why is it say to the Balabais? The reason is because when it comes to the rivers, the river, the systems, the waterways, these workers had no way of knowing, of assessing. They couldn't even prepare themselves for it. When it comes to rain, they could have worked out if it rains. You know, they take a little bit of a gamble. When it comes to the rivers, they have no idea. The Balabas knows exactly how often the rivers breach the banks and how it works. And if the rivers does breach the banks, does it affect the fields? So the Balabas, therefore, of course, it says within his knowledge and his parameters, it's his loss. Vamarava, Hai man de oigir agul davla. What happens if, let's say, you hire somebody to fill up water in the trenches? Upasig nada palgadim, and suddenly the river, the source of water, stopped in the middle of the day. Stop here? Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow.